Governor Andrew Cuomo accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for governor at the New York State Democratic Convention on Long Island Thursday. Cuomo has a $33 million war chest raised primarily from the 1%. 99% of the funds came in large donations, while only 1% came in small donations. He faces Republican Rob Astorino, who raised $1 million so far.
This election is about a choice, because elections are about making a choice. But this choice is really not about two people. It's not even about two parties. It's not even just about New York. It's not even just about government. This is a choice about how we see society.
Cuomo touted what he said are his progressive credentials and his efforts to boost the economy. He boasted about lowering taxes for corporations. Had they not been lowered, funds in the state coffers would have been available to provide more for the neediest.
We believe that there is a cord that connects me to you, to you, to you, to you. And that cord weaves a fabric. And that is a fabric of society. And when one is raised, we are all raised.
Cuomo bragged about his efforts to end gridlock in Albany. He praised the minimum wage increase to $8 an hour and $9 an hour by 2015. But if there was not as much gridlock in Albany, the stronger minimum wage bill passed by the Democratic Assembly would have been enacted. The group of five breakaway Democrats in the state Senate caucused with the Republicans. They watered down the bill. It's this split that some say Cuomo likes. It leaves him in an unchallenged role as the main power in Albany. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.